looking at the statistics that have been released regarding Facebook and hate speech on the Facebook platform, does this one surprise you at all?
It doesn't actually surprise me that much that there is just so much hate speech on Facebook. In fact, I guess if I was surprised, I would say that I would expect there to be more than what Facebook has just reported. You might not know, but Facebook has just released one of its quarterly reports, which it does obviously four times a year. And in this particular report, there's two very interesting pieces of information amongst many. One of them is that according to Facebook's own monitoring, they are suggesting that about 1 in 1,000 pieces of content on the site do relate in some way to hate speech. And I would actually say that's probably a little bit low compared to the sort of research that I've been doing in this space for some time. But the other thing that they said in this quarterly report, which you know, has been happening for some time, is really a ramp up in the amount of takedowns and moderations that the social media platform is doing amongst its content. So a year ago, it was taking down something like 650,000 pieces of content in a quarter. Most recently, it actually took down 6.5 million pieces of content, which just shows how rapidly the amount of problematic, hateful, extremist material on the platform has grown.
Even at 1 in 1,000, even at the low end, given the sheer amount of content that filters through Facebook, that's still an incredibly high number.
It is a high number, and of course these numbers come back to a few different technicalities. You know, for instance, how does Facebook define hate speech is a really important question in this area. You know, its definitions of hate speech are changing all the time, and also, you know, what sorts of hate speech and extremist speech is a platform like Facebook looking for? You know, is it just looking at material from Western countries? Is it looking at material from Buddhist countries, from Hindu countries? And so it's really dealing with so much material from so many different cultures that it's very difficult for a platform like that to keep up with it all.
Actually, that's exactly what I wanted to ask you about. Obviously, Facebook is fairly ubiquitous in this day and age. You know, it's got users from everywhere around the planet. It's got users from every sort of cultural and social background you could imagine. Is the amount of hate we're seeing on Facebook, the kind of hate we're seeing on Facebook, ubiquitous as well? Do we see it coming from all directions?
That's a very good question. I'd have to look at very hard research to be able to answer that for you, you know, properly. However, I do know from the work that we've done at Macquarie and other places around extremism, online extremism, violent extremism and social media and so on, that we do tend to focus, obviously, in the West on our issues. You know, nothing strange about that. When we think about terrorism, you know, at the moment we think about things like far-right extremism and so on as problems in our societies. But, you know, we see a lot of content on Facebook that is extremist from other areas. And so I can't tell you whether or not, you know, Facebook is looking at all of the potential spaces where this material exists. But I can tell you that there is an awful lot of material out of places like Southeast Asia, in particular places like Myanmar, Sri Lanka, which is related to Buddhist extremism and the politics that go on in those countries. There's a lot of material coming out of places like India as well that relates to the different, you know, religious and political issues that are going on in that country. You've got Russia, you know, and other areas as well. And it's really interesting because these big social media platforms like Facebook, you know, for the first time almost in human history, they're sort of dealt with this problem of how do you create a global governance, a set of rules and norms around how we express ourselves that can relate to all cultures and all political systems on the planet. And as we know, we're very diverse as a species in the 21st century, different politics in different places, different religions, you know, different cultures have different ideas about what's extreme, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, what's acceptable in Scandinavia, isn't acceptable in Saudi Arabia, vice versa. And so Facebook's really caught in a tough position. You know, I'm not wanting to cry crocodile tears for these big wealthy companies, but it is tough for them to be able to know how to govern effectively in this space.
And you mentioned, of course, the issues we face here in the Western world, or focusing on the issues we face in the Western world. Obviously, a great deal of this content is coming from far-right individuals and white nationalist individuals at the moment. I mentioned before Steve Bannon and the kind of comments that just got him banned from the platter of the platform of Twitter, talking about beheading a couple of senior US officials. He was banned from there, but not banned from Facebook, and that kind of caused a little bit of an outrage in and of itself. Obviously, these different platforms have different policies, but it would seem like a fairly significant example from a large mainstream figure. Does Facebook sort of have these kind of policies in place, or a lack of these policies in place around some of those issues I mentioned there that we're facing in the West?
It's a really good question. Look, the policies are there. You know, as we've talked about, they are taking down vast numbers of hate speech posts and so on all the time. They're changing their definitions of hate speech. For instance, I think just a couple of months ago, issues like Holocaust denial and so on have for the first time been formally included as hate speech on Facebook. But when it comes to how these policies, you know, operate in the real world, what happens when the rubber hits the road, so to speak, it's quite opaque. You know, we don't really understand, you know, how someone gets banned from the site. We do know that there are two criteria. They have to have violated standards a number of times, or the standards that they violate have to have been serious enough for them to be sort of kicked off, you know, with one strike. Now, Zuckerberg himself has come out and basically said that Bannon's post, which said that, you know, two members of the U.S. administration should be killed and their heads should be put on spikes, basically, on the White House. Zuckerberg said that it's not severe enough for it to be considered, you know, one strike and you're out. But we're not really sure exactly, you know, what metric it's being based on there. And, of course, you know, the context of all of this, Sean, is the U.S. election. You know, we've seen a huge amount of polarization in the U.S. Between its two sides of politics, and we've seen the social media platform squarely caught in the middle of this. You know, they've been argued to have been facilitating, you know, certain politicians and so on. And so I think that, you know, there's some fear, I think, out there, and even amongst Facebook employees, that Zuckerberg or some of the executives at Facebook might be, you know, a little bit more lenient towards some of the sort of ultra-right wing speakers and figures in American politics than they should be. But again, this comes back to norms and values and where does Facebook stand, you know, in these political discussions. You know, where does the executive stand? Where does its workforce stand? And we know that within Facebook there are, you know, serious discussions going on between staff and management about these sorts of issues as well. And it just really, again, highlights that issue. It's how do you govern speech for the whole of humanity? You know, how can you do that? You really have to put your feet down somewhere and make a political stance. And these social media platforms don't want to do that because, of course, they want to maximize their platform to the largest number of potential users and customers.
It really is a genie out of the bottle situation. Very hard to stuff him back in. Julian, thanks very much. Really do appreciate you unpacking this one for us a little bit this morning.
Absolute pleasure, Sean.